اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Today, in the first part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, we all are going to listen to the recitation of verses 12 to 14 of Suratul Isra, recited by Sheikh Anwar Shahat Anwar, the Egyptian reciter. Dear audience, let's listen to it, preceded by its English translation.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful, and we have appointed the night and the day as two signs. Then we have made dark the sign of the night, while we have made the sign of the day illuminating, that you may seek bounty from your Lord, and that you may know the number of the years and the reckoning. And we have explained everything with full explanation. And we have fastened everyone's deeds to his neck, and on the day of resurrection we shall bring out for him a book which he will find wide open. It will be said to him, "Read your book. You yourself are sufficient as a reckoner against you this day."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجعلنا مبصرة لتبتغوا فضلا من ربكم ولتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب وكل شيء فصلناه تفصيلا.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome back to the program Let's Recite the Quran. What you just listened to was recitation of verses 12 to 14 of Suratul Isra, recited by the great Egyptian reciter, Sheikh Anwar Shahat Anwar. Now, Brother Muhammad, let's analyze this beautiful recitation.
Yes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In verse number 12 of Suratul Isra, which is a rather long verse, the first phrase that we have, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ, we have a long vowel in the word جَعَلْنَا, right? It's an alif al-mad, alif mamduda. And it's followed by a word which begins with a hamzatul wasl. Okay, so here we have to pronounce the long vowel like a short vowel.
It's equivalent short vowel,
yeah,
actually.
It's equivalent or appropriate short vowel, which would be fatha for aliful mad.
Yes.
Okay, so what causes this? Why can't we just say وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ like a normal long vowel? The reason is that there's a hamzatul wasl after the long vowel. So this is a rule in tajweed that every single time that you have a long vowel at the end of a word followed by a word which has a hamzatul wasl, the long vowel automatically turns into a short vowel. It's impossible to pronounce the long vowel whenever there is a hamzatul wasl after it.
And
it doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound correct.
And we all know that Hamzatul Wasl is not pronounced.
Yes, it's not pronounced because it's in the middle of the phrase. It's in the middle of the utterance. Okay, but if it's at the beginning, it's pronounced. Okay, so that's the only time the Hamzatul Wasl is pronounced is whenever it's at the beginning of the utterance.
And we are supposed to distinguish actually the harakah.
Exactly. The harakah is not written on top of the Hamzatul Wasl. Mm-hmm. Because each time it could be different.
Yes.
And just for the sake of ease, they don't write the Hamzatul Wasl. Because, you know, sometimes, most of the time it's not pronounced. If they write, for example, Fatha or Dhamma, the reader might think that this is probably a normal Hamza, normal Hamzatul Qatr, okay?
Yes.
So it's not written because normally you wouldn't pronounce the Hamzatul Wasl most of the time.
What is the sign? The sign of Hamzatul Wasl?
It's Alif with a small sod written on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, Hamzatul Wasl is also known as Aliful Wasl because it's written like an Alif.
Alif. Yes.
وَالنَّهَارَ. We have another Hamzatul Wasl here which is not pronounced, since again it's in the middle of the utterance. And also the lam is not pronounced, just like the previous word. We have al-layl and an-nahar. Both lam and noon are letters, shamsi letters, sun letters. Okay, so whenever there's alif lam followed by a sun letter, the lam and sometimes the hamzatul wasl or aliful wasl, they're not pronounced, because this is a rule. This is actually an assimilation in Arabic, which means that it's easier to pronounce words that have sun letters after alif lam in this way, without pronouncing the lam sakin.
And because, the sun letter becomes mushaddad, of course.
Yeah, that's another point. Another point is that the sun letter becomes mushaddad. And actually, this shadda lets us know that this is a sun letter. This could be another clue, okay?
To distinguish sun letters. Yeah. And here we have to observe ghunna, I think.
Yeah. So I was talking about the assimilation. Assimilation means that a rule that allows us to pronounce something or read something with more ease, more easily, okay? So if you say wal nahar, it's a little difficult in Arabic. Wal nahar, wal layl, wal layl, wal nahar. We pronounce the sun letter with shatta, and this shatta is actually the lam that is being merged into the sun letter.
And here the case is noon, so we have to observe
ghunna. We have to observe ghunna as well. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, the next point, brother.
فَمَحَوْنَا آيَةَ اللَّيْلِ فَمَحَوْنَا آيَةَ. So we have مَدُّ الْمُنْفَصِلِ. So we have a choice. مَدُّ الْمُنْفَصِلِ, which is also known as جَائِزُ الْمُنْفَصِلِ, which means it's an optional lengthening. Which is disjunct, by the way.
Yes.
Which means that the long vowel is in one word, and the cause or the means of the long vowel, that which causes this ma to take place, is in another word, which is the hamza. Okay? فَمَحَوْنَا, that's one word. آيَة is another word. So together we have مَدُّ الْمُنْفَصِلِ, and Sheikh Anwar Shahad, he lengthened it to four vowel counts, approximately.
And before we have aw, the sound aw looks like.
فَمَحَوْنَا, which is مَدُّلِّين. One of the types of مَدُّلِّين.
Diphthong.
Yes, it's a diphthong. And we also have the other kind of مَدُّلِّين, where it's a ya sakina followed, preceded by fatha. Okay, so this is the rule for مَدُّلِّين.
That is ay.
A or aw, whenever waw is sakin preceded by fatha, which would be aw, famahawna, okay? Or whenever you have a ya sakin preceded by fatha, which would be a, like in this verse we have, wa kulla shay'in fassalnahu tafsila.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
Imam Baqir alayhi salam told a person who was called Sa'd, "O Sa'd, learn the Quran." Imam said, "On the day of judgment, the Quran will come in the most beautiful condition that people have seen. فَيَخِرُّ تَحْتَ الْعَرْشِ. The Quran will bow down before the arsh. فينادي تبارك وتعالى. Then Allah will call the Quran, يا حجتي في الأرض. O my hujjah on the earth. وكلامي الصادق الناطق. My word which is true and which speaks. ارفع رأسك. Because Quran is bowing down, Allah says, raise your head. وَسَلْ تُعْتَ. Ask me, and you will be given. Whatever you ask, it will be granted. وَشْفَعْ تُشَفَعْ. Do shafa, intercede, and your shafa will be accepted.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, What you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. منام سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نوّبنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن